Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Finally, the sun is out in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome into Hour 2 of the Bob Pompeiani Show. Joel Nelson is in the hot seat. He'll be manning the ones and the twos. Call him at 412-928-9370. Again, 412-928-9370. He will put you on the air with me as we go to 1 o'clock. Thanks to Nathan Haluschak, who manned the first hour. Our show brought to you by Number One Cochran. Shop 24-7 with Expressway at Cochran.com. Number One Cochran. Go one better. PNC Bank, make today the day. Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call both here and on KDKA Plus 7 nights a week. Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg, as well as Shenderovich and Fishman. 412-928-9370 is the number. We've been talking a lot about the Penguins. Today it's Nedeljkovic for the 11th straight start. He's going to be on in goal for the Penguins as they continue to try to just scratch and claw their way to get into the postseason. And at that point, you never know. In hockey, things happen. 8 seeds, 6 seeds, it doesn't matter. If you're playing well and you get good goaltending, just ask Detroit. They have not gotten good goaltending. They have a pretty good team, but they've fallen apart there. The Flyers have lost Carter Hart as he has kind of withdrawn himself given the sexual assault situation that's going on there, as he was named as someone, the alleged situation. So he hasn't been there, and their goaltending has been bad. All this stuff is working in the Penguins' direction here because they're getting pretty good goaltending from Alex Nedeljkovic, but it's 11 straight starts, and so Mike Sullivan has decided just to ride the hot hand. And even though he gave up 5 goals the other night in a win in overtime, he did make a clutch save on Dylan Larkin before the game winner by Erik Karlsson. We'll talk about that. The Pirates will take on the Phillies again today. We begin at 3:10 with our airtime Marco Gonzalez. They won last night. Bailey Falter has not faltered in his last two. He's been good. David Bednar taking a lot of heat, but he responded last night with a very nice ninth inning as the Pirates got a win to get to 10-4. And while that was going on, Paul Skeens down on the farm just continues to dominate, and that's in all caps, dominate. 3 starts now, 9 1/3, 19 strikeouts. Against Max Scherzer, was the last guy to get 20. But remember, Nathan and I were talking, Joel, about Kerry Wood, because that's the only guy I didn't know if Scherzer did it or not, but I remember Kerry Wood with the Cubs at the time. It's pretty amazing. He was on that track to do that. No earned runs in those 9 1/3, so he's poised to get up here at some point. We'll see where that point is. But Falter continues to do well, and give Derek Shelton credit to be patient with people, too. It's only 14 games. A lot of people tend to overreact. I get it. That's part of the nature of talk radio. But bottom line is, they rebounded, and both of them rebounded last night in a win against Philadelphia. We also have the Masters Round 3 moving day today. Neil Shipley out of Mount Lebanon, a Central Catholic grad, an amateur, made the cut, which is a remarkable thing. And he'll be playing with Patrick Cantlay today at 12:45. Tiger Woods also makes the cut. I want to get your take on Tiger and the fact that he – even though guys like Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, so many big names, Wyndham Clark did not make the cut. He had only played 24 holes all season. He played 24 holes yesterday, and he had to do it overnight on 3 hours of sleep with all the rods and screws and everything else in his body, and he still is one over. That's only 7 off the lead. I know CBS would be happy if he somehow puts himself in the thick of things tomorrow. And what a improbable situation, just like it was in 2019 when he won with his son there, Charlie. So 412-928-9370. Let's rattle and roll with some of these calls, beginning with Dave in Johnstown. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Hey, Bob, thanks for taking my call, and thanks for being part of the Pittsburgh sports arena.
I'm very fortunate, but thank you. Yeah, go ahead.
You're welcome. I have a question about the Pirate game yesterday when Real Muto got hit with the pitch on his wrist, and he rolled back behind the plate. The ball's still alive. Now, shame on Key Brian Hayes for not running the first. But eventually he did run the first. But in the meantime, the trainer comes out onto the field while the ball's live. Why didn't the umpire stop the game, award the base, or why didn't Derek Shelton come out and question what, you know, there's interference there?
Yeah, that's an interesting situation because you don't see it all that often with that situation. So I'm not sure. I didn't see an explanation. Did you, by any chance, Joel, see anything on that? I didn't. So I don't know why he wasn't out, at least asking some questions.
Yeah, because they actually did get the out, which put us to two outs. We still would have only had one out, runners at first and third then. But, I was just kind of curious as to why we missed that or whatever. But, Okay, I looked it up and I couldn't find anything, whether the game stops and they award the base or not. But I couldn't find anything. I thought maybe you guys could know something.
I'll look more into it. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that call.
Okay.
All right, you do the same. Let's go out to Guy in California, Pennsylvania. What's up, Guy?
Hey, Bob. You gave us all your rain. We're getting drenched here. Anyways, it's a great week for hockey, and I certainly respect your passion for the Penguins, despite their lackluster season they've had this year. And I'll be quick here. I don't want to talk about the NHL's newest team, the Utah Coyotes. but, you know, someone was mentioning the NHL's 1-16 playoff format. Now, that's ridiculous because the travel would be so horrible. You know, a team like Florida going from Miami to play in Vancouver, for example, and that's one of the reasons they try to keep it intra conference. And then just to finish up here, a couple things in the season that makes the season so exciting, you know, beyond the Penguins, whether or not they make it, is Kucherov. You know, he's got 98 assists, and people say, well, he's only number 16 for 98 assists in a season. Well, 1-12 is Wayne Gretzky, 13 is Bobby Orr from 70-71. And then there was Connor McDavid, and then Mario's at 15. And that's quite a feat. And then the other thing is Ovechkin. You know, he has the most 30-game seasons at 18 now. I mean, his ability to do that over the years is really incredible. And he's only 42 goals behind the Gretzky.
Yeah, and he had a very slow start. He only had 8 goals in his first 21 games or 31 games or something like that. He's come on strong to get to 30. That team does not have enough to get into the playoffs, in my view. And as far as Kucherov, you know, you can make a case that he's an MVP. I'm still going to go Nathan MacKinnon based on what he's done for the Avalanche. McDavid is always in that conversation. A lot of great talent out there for sure. And you can make a case that Sidney Crosby should be that. And it's not a hometown take here. If you look at what he means, is there anyone more valuable to his team than Sidney Crosby? I can make the same NBA comparison with Jalen Brunson in the Knicks. He's not going to win it, but, man, you can make a good argument that he should. Sometimes the numbers don't always indicate that that's the most valuable person. That's how we tend to look at things from a statistical point of view, but there are a lot of different aspects to it. I think Crosby checks a lot of those boxes. Guy, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Next is Jim in Peters Township. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Great. Hey, Bob. I'm a baseball guy, you know. I'm 72, and I started pitching when I was 8 years old in 1960. We're going to get 4 this year. I know it might seem crazy, but let me use the logic here. This isn't the same teams last year. No way. You got Perez. You got 2 veterans that came in here, both pitching good. Perez is pitching today. You got a seasoned group. Connor Joe at first. And you didn't have Cruz last year. You got Cruz.
Right.
And you got Reynolds. And I mean, they're loaded. They can beat you with the long ball. They can beat you with the short ball. Phillies, like they're going to play today, they beat you with the long ball. They live and die with the long ball. Pirates could do both. And the thing about it is, I know people don't follow baseball anymore. It's rare. It's hockey and the Steelers. And
so, I don't know about that. I think there's more people interested than you think.
Well, look at the attendance. Look at these hitters.
I want to see when they're relevant down the stretch what happens. People will jump
okay.
on this.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, I agree. A lot of people won't tune in until they're 60-1. I'm serious. July 4th.
The ratings speak differently. People are watching. I see the ratings.
They're watching. Maybe that's true. You're right. Probably. What are you talking about? Ratings on radio or television?
Television. Television is what I see. I don't know.
I watch every game. I watch every single game. So, but, you know, but when I grew up in the 60s, baseball was king.
Well, no question. I mean, it was. Listen, I think their team is better, and thank you for the call, Jim. I think they're one of those teams that, you know, you're right. The two veterans they brought in should complement Keller, should make, you know, if Jones is legitimate with Skeens, I mean, you're talking about five pretty good starters, and you can, you know, put them in whatever order you want. But that's going to get you into six innings almost every night. Once you do that, their bullpen's good enough, provided the hitting comes. And they do have better upgrades that they're hitting, at least another year under their belt. I want to see Sawinski do more. Henry Davis got to get on track. McCutchen, when he's in there. And they're still 10-4 without those guys doing it. So there's a lot to like in the early going. But, again, I remember last year, 20-8. I remember what people were saying and how it fell apart. It can do it, but I think they're more insulated this year to prevent that from happening. Joe in the Penn Hills. Joe, welcome to the Bob Pompiani Show. How are you today?
Hey, Bob. First of all, before I say what I want to say, I'm watching live from the Masters, and they showed all 18 holes. They graphed, you know, they computered them. Boy, was that interesting how they showed them and broke it down and what they did in the first round and the second for, the hardest, the second hardest. Very interesting. But what I wanted to ask you is, Falters yesterday, I didn't get to watch the game, and I'm 80 years old, went to my first game at 49, so you know I'm a diehard. But Falter only went 5 innings and 71 pitches. What happened there?
I just think that's just the way they're going to proceed with him. I don't know if there – I didn't see any notice that there was some sort of injury involved. I don't know.
Okay, the thing is that scares me about Shelton and that is, you know – they can push a little more because your bullpen in June and July is going to be dead if they keep doing this four innings. It's still April,
Joe. And I think in his case, they're trying to get as much good out of him before maybe his third time around in the order, somebody's going to tee off on him. So I think they've navigated it.
Olivares and Sawinski batting fourth. He should not be batting fourth, Sawinski. He can hit a home run.
Exactly.
But he doesn't move up.
Again, he's not going to overreact to 14 games, and I think that's been good.
Yeah, but for 3 years, Bob, he hasn't done anything. He hits home runs.
He hits home runs. He's a power hitter, and that occupies a power spot. But he has to get better. I totally agree with that. I think Olivares has been better than anyone probably could have expected.
I think he's going to be a hitter. I mean,
but to me, Davis would be the guy I want batting fourth. Eventually.
He's scaring me, Davis. Well, that Dan Squirrelly said that he's intense, so intense that he's got to slow down or he's going to hurt himself.
Yeah, he's gripping it too hard. I know what he's doing. I see it.
Watch him bat, Bob, and he's just like nuts. Slow down. Take a deep breath because he could be great, but he's going to hurt himself if you don't watch it.
All right, Joe. Appreciate
the
passion. Thanks for bringing it. Let's go to Patrick in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, Bob, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Listen, all due respect the other callers, but we got to talk about something that matters, and that's that Pens game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? My question, two questions. Brad Marchand, whenever he takes a stick across Crosby's face, who's going to stick up to Crosby? Are we going to rely on Crosby to defend him?
Apparently so. Although I think Drew O'Connor's lately coming into it. Drew O'Connor stepped in quite a bit lately, and I think he likes playing with Sidney, and he's out there, and he has an Irish streak in him that can lead to some good things.
Hey, you know, somebody's going to knock that big nose right off Marchand's face, you know what I mean?
Marchand is a great player, though, and that's what he does, and he's good.
I agree, Bob. He made Letang look silly. He made Letang look like a bunch of 7-year-olds on a shorthanded goal not too long ago. I remember. My other thing, Bob, if you will, can I get Sullivan's number so I can just remind him, maybe to remind or maybe put a little sticker with, you know, my wife can make a sticker with a cricket for those guys not to pinch. They have a 2-goal lead.
Yeah, but do you really think that's Sullivan, or do you really think that's just those guys and how they're wired? Because I can't believe that with a 2-goal lead at home against a team that's pursuing you and tied with you in points, that the coaching staff would encourage them to pinch at all costs. That's just not something that a coaching staff does. I think it's just the way those guys play. They have to be more responsible with it. There's no question. But you know, and you have to know when to do it. When you have support behind you, fine. If not, don't. And sometimes they make those decisions on a moment.
I agree with you on that, Bob. But aren't they having pregame meetings where they're saying, like, guys, this is critical?
Yeah, like, but you know what?
Let's think about this.
You're dealing with guys who are wired. That's what I'm telling you. I think it's a total – they preach protecting the lead, how to play 200 feet. But when you give teams odd man breaks the other way, I don't think that's the coaching staff telling guys to do that when you're up by two goals. It's not. It's the players themselves who rely on their instincts even at times when they shouldn't. Now, I think Letang's gotten better with it. I think Carlson has been victimized a few times because of it, and he has to know that that's not the way to go. And I think if you listen to his post-game press conference the other night, he knew that that goal was big. He said big for me because he meant it like I messed up twice, you know? And so
I agree, and I like Carlson. But let me ask you this last question, and I'll let you go. Who would be your top two defensive defensemen on the Penguins that you're putting in there to play the last 60, well, 90 seconds of the game?
Marcus Pettersson's one of them. He's had a very good year, and thanks for the call, Pat. Marcus Pettersson has had a better season than most would have thought coming into this season. As I said earlier, I like St. Ivany and Ryan Shea, what they've given this team. Letang's going to still be out there because he is and will. But they don't. Aside from that, I don't know what else you can do in that situation. But Marcus Pettersson would be my go-to guy. He has been, I think, for them in those situations. Let's go to one more call before we go to break, Jolie, and that would be John in Kennedy Township. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing, Bob?
What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to get your thoughts on the Riverhounds so far this year. They've only got 1 point from four matches. Now, you haven't got a whole lot of scoring, but I really think that the team is – not that much different other than from last year, and I think they should be coming around.
Yeah, I think it hurt them to lose Albert Dequa. I think he got a nice offer here, and he parlayed that into something, used it as leverage to get another one from Rhode Island. I think they, you know, it's early in the season. They're 0-3-1, and they haven't scored a lot. I think that will change.
Right. I think it will too, but it's like I said, I think the biggest thing is losing Dequa. But they need to get a little bit more offensive from the midfielders, I think, because I don't see a whole lot out of the forwards right now.
Yeah, and you can't rely on goalkeepers to just post shutouts every night either. You got to take some pressure off of them. So, yeah, they'll try to get it together today, and we'll see what happens. But I still think they have the nucleus of a very good team.
Well, I just said the midfield is outstanding.
All right, John, appreciate the call. Thank you. Riverhounds in action today. Rick, Lance, and Carl coming up. Don't go away. We'll get to your calls next. We're going to take a break here. Want to remind you our show is brought to you by the good people of PNC Bank. Number one, Cochran, Shandorovich, Shandorovich, and Fishman. Ireland Contracting, Iron Rock Tap House. And if you get a chance, check out the Turn Club in Cranberry. It's a great place with unbelievable food as well as some great indoor golf opportunities there. So with simulators, all sorts of courses you can play. We got to take a break here. We'll do it. Come back with more of your calls at 412-928-9370 on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we are brought to you by PNC Bank, number one Cochran. Shandorovich, Shandorovich and Fishman. Iron Rock Tap House and Ireland Contracting. Home of the Nightly Sports Call, seven nights a week right here and also on KDK+. Join us also for the number one Cochran Sports Showdown tomorrow night, 11:35 KDKA. In the meantime, we got a lot of people want to talk, so let's give them that opportunity, beginning with Carl in Monroeville. Hello, Carl.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
What's up?
Good to talk to you.
You too.
Quick comment about the Penguins, and then two quick comments about the Pirates. Net in goal has been fantastic. There's no doubt about it. But I thought in the last game against the Red Wings, he looked a little tired. Don't you think Jari's got to get in there at some point in time?
Because he isn't makes me wonder about his future. Yes, I understand riding a hot hand. But at some point, you know, he is a career backup goaltender, Nedeljkovic. Right. Jari's the guy. So they're riding a hot hand. I get it. But I think there have been indications to support what you're saying that maybe a little rest is due here, but they have three games coming up. They have two in 3 days and then three in 5 days to end the season. You ride it out fine, but if things start falling apart that way, then, you know, it's going to be if they don't get in the playoffs and he starts all of these games and there are some leakages along the way, then I'm going to wonder about that. But more importantly, they need to play better defense in front of any goaltender. The way they did it the other night was just, you know, unacceptable. They had three different leads in that game, and they blew all three of them before they eventually won it in overtime.
Right, absolutely. Hey, on the Buccos, they've got to be leading the major leagues in guys left on base.
They're second, last I checked. They scored some runs, but they've left a lot. Yes.
Oh my God! And some of the pitches these guys are swinging at are just like, oh, I don't know. Yeah, I'm with you. The offense needs to improve and needs to get there quickly, I think. And then also, I think last night they finally stole some bases. I think they're up to maybe five or six on the season. I don't know why we're not running more in various situations. It seems like you got to manufacture some runs at times, and they don't seem to be wanting to do that.
Well, they have some guys who are capable of doing that. I don't know that. It's jumped out as a point to me so far. I mean, to me, your first point about left on base, that's the thing you want to try to reduce. You can't keep leaving guys on base, especially guys in scoring position. And they've done that to a large degree so far this season. But they still come away with some offense. Again, 14 games. I'm going to wait until I get into May to really dissect their running. But I think Cruz, once he gets on base on a regular basis, will do that. It's much easier to run today than it's ever been on pitchers. It seems like you get huge jumps, and these catchers are at a huge disadvantage throwing people out. The numbers of caught stealings are way down.
Right. That's what I mean. Let's run, and, oh my God, let's score some more runs for sure.
Hey, all right, Carl. Thanks. Appreciate it. 412-928-9370. Lance and Ross Traver joins us right now. Hey, Lance.
Hi, Bob. I just wanted to talk about Shelton. A real good manager every now and then with his moves, he'll win a few extra games because of his moves. He keeps running Bednar out there, and he ran him out there. He could see the man was wild. He had nothing. He just let him lose the game. Then he must like punishment. He runs him out there again.
Yeah, but he ran him out there again last night, and he finally did it. And I think as a manager, you can't give up on players.
Well, I didn't want to give up on him, but why didn't he have somebody extra in the bullpen the day before?
Well, the day he gave up the five runs in that one inning, I would have quickly, because he had some trouble. I mean, regardless of what he's going through, you got to think of the best thing for the team. I would have put Chapman up. They didn't play the next day. They had a day off on Wednesday. Chapman would have been in there back-to-back days, unless they tell me he can't do it, which I didn't think was on the table. So, yeah, but I'm never going to shy away from the players who I know I need. And if you do that, it sends a bad example. And I think the same can be said to Bailey Falter. After one start, people wanted to just get him off the roster. Well, they see something in him that they like. And for a fifth starter at this point, he's had two good outings in a row. So you can't just abandon guys that are on your roster just because of one or two bad opportunities.
All right, you bring out some good points. Now, Kenny Pickett – I was at the game when Coach Narduzzi started him as a freshman. Now, he had a chance to stand for something, and he chose not to play in that bowl game. And he should be held accountable for that. I lost some respect for him for that, because he could have showed something there, and I thought he should have played. So,
well, those guys are all making individual choices, Lance, and this is about, you know, preserving your health as you enter a draft. I don't have a problem with that. I don't. I would have liked to have seen it become a national championship type consequence, and then what players do. If you bet, to me, if you leave a game that has a chance to win a national championship, that's a different story. This was an insignificant bowl game, I thought. He was looking out for his best interest, not unlike a lot of people. So I don't really have a problem. Well, I have more of a problem with Kenny Pickett this time around, according to reports, and if these are true, that he didn't want to deal with the acquisition of Russell Wilson. Instead of trying to stay, he kind of said, yeah, I want to move on. Well, that's a quick surrender of a white flag that I didn't expect to see so quickly from him.
Yeah, okay. Well, I just wanted to say, as an alumnus of Pitt, and I thought he owed Coach Narduzzi to play in that game. That's my point. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Lance. Appreciate it. 412-928-9370 is that number. Got the weather forecast coming up at the end of this hour. Right now we're going out to Oakmont. Tom joins us. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Bob. Yeah, I was just practicing my 9-iron here, but I guess I got to talk to you now. So.
Well, hopefully, what are you trying to bump and run, or what are you doing with it?
I'm trying to hit a squirrel in the backyard here to get him off my lawn. Yeah. That was brilliant. I think Shelton had to put him in last night, and that was absolutely brilliant, because if he hadn't got in, and he might have come in next time overstrided or lost his confidence, that was great. Now, I know a certain domehead from the afternoon show that was probably shaking his boots when he did that, but I was sort of concerned about it, but that was absolutely brilliant move.
Yeah, I think again he has to, and thanks for the call, Tom. He can't give up on players. Period. It's a long season. Guys go through slumps, just like McCutcheon's going through on Sawinski off and on. You know, Davis. You can't just say, well, you're not doing anything, I'm going to go down and figure something out. You got to hang with them, work with them daily, which they do, and we'll see what happens moving on. It's too early to make that conclusion for me. Another Tom joins us right now. He's in Brentwood, and he's on the Bob Pompiani Show. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Bob. Always a pleasure to talk to you, buddy.
Thank you. You too.
I think you're the voice of reason there, and I just can't figure out all the haters on Bednar. I know negativity brings ratings, but I think it was a little over the top, like that previous gentleman said. I think the Pirates, I just want to talk about the Pirates for a minute. I think we finally might have something here, and it's imperative that they win early in the year. They're not going to be able to sneak up on people later in the year, because everybody's going to find out how good they really are. Philadelphia, for example, got to beat them this series, because later in the year it's going to be a lot tougher.
Well, they got the Mets up next, and they're really having their troubles right now, although they got some good young players in their roster. But, yeah, I think the Pirates, this is the division that doesn't strike me as a runaway division by anyone. I think Milwaukee's off to a good start, but I don't expect them to be playing at that pace throughout the course of the season. Chicago, you know, has some interesting players on it. But the rest of it, I think it's going to be right there in the middle. I think it's going to be competitive all season long. And so that bodes well for them. As long as their pitching holds out, I think they're going to be competitive.
Yeah, I can't wait till we're paying some of these teams back. Like, they were laughing at us in the last 5 to 10 years.
Well, listen, one team that's really hitting the cover off the ball is the Dodgers right now. Their 1-4 hitters have a collective OPS of like 1,300. I mean, they're just bashing the ball. Mookie Betts has 6 home runs. Otani hit another one. They just got a lineup that just kills you 1-9. But that's what $1.3 billion in spending in an offseason will do for you.
Yes, sir.
All right, Tom.
Thanks, Tom, very much
for the call. Let's go another guy in Brentwood. We got Art right now on the phone. Art, what's up?
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question on the PGA Tour. Back in the day, there was a tour that used to take all athletes and celebrities. Rick Roden, remember Rick Roden?
Sure. Good golfer, too.
Okay. He won this tournament one year. And the question I had, is that tour still around? And
the celebrity tour?
Penguin, yeah. He left the Penguins and he went on that tour golfing. He was a good golfer, too.
Well, both Pierre LaRouche and Mario Lemieux have won the Century event. You're talking about the Celebrity Players Tour. No, they don't exist with that anymore. But yeah, Rick Roden was here in Neverwood. He's a big time golfer, and they've had other guys too. I remember Jack Wagner, the soap opera guy. He was a good golfer as well. A lot of good golfers in that group.
How about Quinn?
Danny Quinn can play. Now he hasn't played as much competitive golf lately.
Well, I think he was in the same golf tournament the year Rick Roden won a couple of them.
Yeah, but I think you're speaking of Pierre LaRouche. He's the guy who was, you know, lucky.
Oh, Pierre LaRouche. Yeah,
he was a really good player in that. So, yeah, that kind of stuff, it's too bad, too. I thought it was very entertaining, and people identify with those names. Michael Jordan came in, Wayne Gretzky came in. A lot of people came in for that one, all because of Mario Lemieux.
Yeah, and it sort of shocked you how good they were.
Not really. I know hockey players, they can play golf, a lot of them. So, they're all really good hand-eye coordination, so that shouldn't surprise you.
But you said that tour isn't around no more.
I don't think so, no. I haven't heard about it. I know they still play the American Century one out in Lake Tahoe. That's the one that Steph Curry has played in it. He got a hole-in-one last year. He's a good golfer, too. A lot of these guys love golf. It's a huge challenge for them.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Matt. Well, appreciate it, Art.
Thanks, Bob.
You have a nice day. Let's squeeze in one more before we go to break here, Joel. That's Mike, who's been patient. What's up, Mike? How are you?
Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, can you hear me?
Sure.
Okay. we met before, Bob, too. I'm with the Light of Life, and we met at an event. But I played golf with Jim Leland. He was a pretty good golfer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he can play.
Yeah, he's very good.
Now he's going into Hall of Fame, so he'll have a lot more opportunities to play in some of these big-time events, I know.
Yeah, I played it. But, hey, I wanted to circle back to the thing with Kenny Pickett. And, you know, I've met him, and I was a little shocked, too. But I think, a lot of that had to do with what he had saw with Mason, And, I think that may have had something to do with it.
Well, I mean, you couldn't blame Tomlin for sticking with him, Mason Rudolph, because he was working well. It's not unlike Nedeljkovic is in goal instead of Jari. Sometimes you got to ride the hot hand. It's a similar situation. And instead of getting mad about it, do something about it. Play better when you get your chance.
I agree, but I don't think that's what I mean. That's not what I meant. I think what he saw, what happened to Mason throughout his, time with the Steelers. And kind of get passed over, and a lot of
that. If anyone had a complaint, it should have been Mason, not Pickett, over the time here, right?
I know, but sometimes, when you see things like that happen, it could build a fear or whatever, in you. But I think that might have had, a lot to do with it. And then, what happened with him over Mitch, drafted him right after they, signed Mitch Trubisky. I think he just didn't have a lot of faith in the Steelers. And
maybe so, but the way you change that is you play better, Mike. I got to go to a break, but thank you very much. I appreciate it. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Our show brought to you by PNC Bank, number one Cochrane, Ireland Contracting, Iron Rock Tap House, Shendorovich and Fishman. We got Doug in Daytona Beach coming up. Squeeze your calls in all the way to 1 o'clock at 412-928-9370 on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. Final few minutes of the program. Reminder today, the Pirates coming up at 3:10 with our pregame show, North Shore Tavern leadoff show. Marco Gonzalez on the hill in Philly. Game time at 4:05 today right here on The Fan. Right now it's out to Doug in Daytona Beach. Hey, Doug, what's up?
Okay, Bob, thanks for taking my call. I got a couple questions about the Masters.
Yes.
First off, I say kudos to Mr. Shipley. He's doing very good.
Unbelievable very for an amateur.
Right. Yes. Now, pay attention on number 11 hole. It's a 520 yards par 4.
Mm-hmm.
Par 4. Bob, do you ever play a par 4, 520 yards?
No. But for those guys, when you hit the ball 340 off the tee, it changes the dimensions, and they have to lengthen it at some point. And that's what they've done over the years, so that's not surprising to me. I mean, for amateur golfers, you can't even come close. That's a par 5 always.
Yeah, okay. I just, okay, what do you think about this statement by Tiger of not having any sex for the week of the Masters?
Well, apparently it's working. whatever the case, I mean, he's – you know, he's almost under par. He's one over. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. Normally, that's, you know, during his heyday, he was successful when he had more of it, not less of it. So I don't know what the heck's going on here. As you get older, does it?
Yeah.
Whatever. But
would you ever make a statement like that?
I'm not going to comment on this because I don't do that for a living. So I keep that stuff private.
Okay, Bob.
Thanks,
have a good day.
Appreciate it. But yeah, I mean, I go figure. How about if he wins a golf tournament, Joel? I mean, is there a commercial out there? Is there a commercial of a product that you don't – I don't know. It's very interesting. Let's go to Martin in Uniontown. Hey, Martin, what's going on?
Hi, Bob. What do you think about that Penguin game tonight? I think they got a good shot of winning it tonight.
I hope so, but I think Boston's a really good team, and they're fighting for number one seed in the conference. So I would expect Boston to win this game tonight. I would love to see the Penguins at least get a point out of it, because I think if you look at numbers, 3 points in three games should be enough, but you may need four. So if you can at minimal get 1 point out of this game tonight, I think Boston's just a good matchup. I do. I think they're and they have a lot to play for, as do the Penguins. So they don't make as many mistakes defensively as the Penguins have made. And guy like Carlson, you know, it's funny how it works. We talked about earlier, Joel and Martin, how statistics will win awards, like MVP of the league, for example. I mean, I don't know if anyone's more valuable than Sidney Crosby this year, but his numbers don't stack up to McKinnon or McDavid or Kucherov. Same is true with a guy like Carlson. He's a 3-time so-called Norris Trophy winner for best defenseman. Well, defense is not his game. You know, he did it by scoring a lot of points. So I think we get skewed with all these statistical numbers, which is why guys who are trying to get in the Hall of Fame in football, like a guy like Hines Ward, he doesn't have the overall numbers. They didn't utilize him the same way as they do, you know, receivers today, who get all these statistical stocking stuffer numbers, and it influences what people vote on.
Oh, Bob, and another thing, I just got on my cell phone this morning. The Steelers are working on some kind of big deal, and it may be coming out sometime next week before the draft starts.
What was that again? I missed
The Steelers are working on a big trade.
Well, I mean, there are rumors like that all the time, and I think social media generates more of it.
ESPN. I got it off my cell phone this morning.
Well, don't believe everything you see on your cell phone, I'll tell you that. There's a lot of speculation. We'll see what they do, and they may make a trade up. I don't know if they're going to trade. You know, they're looking for wide receiving help. I know that. They need it after they traded Deontay Johnson. So if there is a trade to be made, that could be the way they go. But at this point, we'll see. I mean, there's too much speculation involved with that, Martin.
Yeah. Okay, Bob, you have a good day.
All right, you do the same.
Anytime.
Appreciate it. Yeah, to set the stage for you again, tonight going into this game, the Rangers, who are in action right now against the Islanders, we'll get a score on that one in a second here, but they have 110 points, Second is Carolina with 109. Third is Boston with 107. Then Florida 106. We're talking about getting the number one seed if you want that President's Trophy distinction. But the bottom line is, you also get home ice all the way through here. So I think that's a motivating force. I think Boston is playing for that. Right now, the Islanders and Rangers are scoreless halfway through the first period. And the Islanders, with 89 points, it's a big game for them and the Penguins. If they should win today and sweep the Rangers this week, they're in tremendous position to wrap up that third seed. And then the Penguins have to focus on the Capitals, the Red Wings, and the Flyers, 1 point behind them. You can't afford any hiccups here. And if you look at the schedule, though, I think Washington is going to tap out. They got Tampa Bay at home tonight. Philly only has two games left. They have New Jersey home tonight. Detroit is in Toronto, and, you know, Austin Matthews is trying to get to 70 goals. I think he has 66 at this point. So there's a lot on the line with all these teams. And, of course, the Penguins in Boston. Then you got Nashville. Nashville's a team, too, that people, you know, are going to look at and say, well, the Penguins will beat Nashville at home. All right, maybe they will, maybe they won't. But I do know this about Nashville. They have 97 points. They're in the third position, but trying to fend off the Blues, who are right on their heels. And Minnesota, I think, is also there. So, you know, the Predators have a lot to play for, and they have pretty good goaltending. So we'll see what happens. These are points that are precious. You don't want to go to the last game against the Islanders next Wednesday needing to win outright. And I don't think that'll happen, given some of these other teams that have had warts. Let's make no mistakes. This includes the Penguins. Every team has flaws here of this group we're talking about. The Islanders, the Penguins, the Capitals, the Red Wings, and the Flyers. So you got to fight through that and try to take advantage. And even though the Penguins have played extremely good hockey down the stretch here, would not be in position to get to the playoffs if not for a complete collapse by the Flyers. The Red Wings have been in a little bit of a swoon. The Capitals on and off. I mean, that opened the door, and good for the Penguins. They went right through the opening, and now they just need to get in. Once you punch a ticket, things can happen in the playoffs, so we'll see how we go. And again, kudos to me for two guys who've come up and thrown right in the middle of this, Jack St. Ivany and Ryan Shea, two defensemen who've been relied upon to carry some big minutes in these kind of games moving forward. So they've helped with injuries and everything else. All right, we're going to wrap it up here. Again, the number is 412-928-9370. Join us tomorrow. We got the number one Cochrane Sports Showdown on KDKA. That's after the late news, 11:35. Coming up today and tomorrow on CBS and KDKA, it's the Masters. We got moving day today, a very interesting leaderboard with three guys tied for the lead. Scheffler, DeChambeau, and Max Homa all at 6 under, but Tiger is just +1. That's it. So if he shoots a good score early, puts some pressure, who knows? It's a very windy day again in Augusta. So navigating that is going to be the one thing about Tiger. First day, 13 for 13, 10 feet and in on the greens. I didn't think his putter, you know, it's been inconsistent, but it was really good the last 2 days. And in order to score there, you better be good with the short game. And he has been better than most in that situation. Neil Shipley is about to tee off if he hasn't already. He was supposed to be around 12:45. So he's probably off playing with Patrick Cantlay, and he's another guy who made the cut. And boy, wouldn't that be something if he put himself. But the best young player out there right now is Ludvig Åberg. He shot 2 under for the first two rounds of this, and he's just a really good player about to jump through and I think make things happen. Anyway, that's going to wrap it up. Again, thank you to PNC Bank. Thanks to number one Cochrane, Shendorovich, Shendorovich, and Fishman, Ireland Contracting, Iron Rock Tap House. Joel, thank you very much. I know we got Andrew's podcast coming up, follow with the best of, and then at 3:10 we'll join you with the North Shore Tavern leadoff show, Pirates and Phillies, as Marco Gonzalez goes to the mound tonight for the Pirates. That's going to do it. Got weather for you, too. Weather's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here. All the deals at sunchevy.com. Today, windy, warmer, clouds giving away to some sun, temperature moving up, 59, although you could have larger rivers continuing to rise in the wake of all that heavy rain. Partly cloudy tonight, 45. Tomorrow, it's going to jump all the way up to 75 degrees, which increases the number of potential thunderstorms, so be aware of those. That's going to do it. For Joel Nelson, I'm Bob Pompeiani. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you again on Monday on The Joe Show and the next Saturday right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.